Consumer sentiment index dropped to its lowest level since President Trump was elected.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
According to the University of Michigan, in January, consumer sentiment declined to its lowest level since President Trump was elected. As of this taping, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, while up more than 1,200 points for the year, is around 1,500 points below its last year's level for this time. However, the decline in the index was primarily focused on the prospects for domestic economy, with the year-ahead outlook for the national economy judged the worst since mid-2014. In our consumption-based economic system, how consumers feel directly impacts the economy. And the impact is large, since more than two-thirds of our economy is consumer expenditures. Fortunately, the strong job market, improved household income and wealth have provided a financial buffer against rising uncertainties. Nonetheless, consumers becoming less optimistic about the future course of the economy can become a self-fulfilling prediction. According to the University of Michigan, the 8% drop in the index in January was due to a host of issues, including the partial government shutdown, the impact of tariff instabilities in financial markets, the global economic slowdown, and the lack of clarity about monetary policy. Half of all consumers believe that these events would have a negative impact on the administration's ability to focus on economic growth. The expectation of future economic conditions were already running well below assessment of current conditions in the eyes of consumers. However, in January, the expectations of future economic growth has taken a significant hit, while the assessment of current economic conditions has experienced its largest loss in 3 years. But here's where it gets really interesting. Our political divide is continuing to taint our view of the economic conditions around us. In January survey, when asked to assess current economic conditions, Democrats graded it at 103. Independents gave it a grade of 104, while Republicans graded it at 128. By the same token, when asked as to expectations of future economic conditions, Democrats' grade dropped to 56. Independent lowered their grade to 76. And Republicans, while lowering their grade, still gave it a 112. While the January falloff in optimism is certainly consistent with economic slowdown, it does not yet indicate the start of a sustained downturn in economic activity. The drop in optimism, alongside the daily media display of life-changing impact of low saving levels in the face of unexpected economic change, has altered consumers to consider increasing their savings. This is typically done by reducing discretionary spending. Consumer expenditures being two-thirds of our GDP, this could start to have a measurable negative impact on our economy, extending well beyond the end of government shutdown. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.